Hey everybody, this is Chad. Just a reminder on my summer tour coming up, I'll be in Dallas, Kansas City, Omaha, Oxnard, California, and Brea. And then that's it for the summer. I'll let you know on the fall dates and the winter dates coming up, but I am booked up all the way to the beginning of next year, and I'm hitting a lot of cities, so I hope you can make it out, and that's it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, this is Chad Daniels, and you have landed in the middle of somewhere. Hello! Thanks for coming back. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for everybody that listened to the Patreon episode, all of that stuff. If you haven't signed up, you sure can. Across from me, as always, is Cyrus Amundsen. I gotta tell you something before you chime in. That feels good. I don't know if you remember. There was a moment where we didn't know what was going on. I was busy. You were busy. Sometimes we didn't connect. And now I can say genuinely, across from me, as always, Cyrus Amundsen.
Hello, everybody. It's nice to be here, as always. Hello.
Yay!
Yeah, hi. It's nice to see you. It's very
nice to see you too.
It's very humid outside where I live. It's humid.
Yeah, it's very humid inside where I live because I don't come to the house in town very often, and it's hot.
Sure.
It's hot in here. It's been hot, and it's steamy. But so I'm wearing a hoodie.
Sure.
And I haven't shaved or gotten a haircut in about, feels like, 6 years.
You look outrageous.
It really. If I busted in the middle of winter, if I busted into a cabin with firewood, you'd still be like, bitch, get a haircut. Still.
There are so many different colors in your beard right now. You look like,
yeah.
You remember in the movie Teen Wolf when he's turning into the Teen Wolf in the bathroom and he's freaking out?
Of course I do.
And he's like, oh, well, there's something wrong with me. And then his dad opens the door like, we got to talk. Or whatever he says, and he
yeah.
looks like a dad. That's what you look like right now. You look like the dad werewolf. But
well,
more
I'll,
than,
I'll
but you have
it.
A,
I think that's
you
a
have
very
a cool
handsome
hat
man.
On. So it'd be like if then his uncle would have been like, what are you guys doing? You're the uncle werewolf.
Hey, yeah. What are you guys doing in here? Talking about whose fault it is that we have so many taxes? I feel like the uncle at Thanksgiving that just starts shit for no reason.
Yeah, for what? Yeah, they don't even focus on the fact that he's a werewolf. He's just classic uncle
right.
behaviors. I went to, can I tell you the big thing that I did this weekend?
I would hope you would. That's why we have a podcast.
I went to a place called Trader's World Flea Market. Now.
Can I tell you what that sounds like to me? It sounds like they went to a business counselor and they were like, how do we get our name to come up in the Google search first? Well, why don't you try Trader Joe's World Market and then just flee from the Red Hot Chili Peppers? See if that works.
I have so many thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to start with, it is like a white trash mecca, and that is my place. But we're getting to the point where people are recommending stuff a little too hard to me.
Sure.
You know, they're like, "Oh, you live in Ohio now? You got to go to Trader's World Flea Market. That's your place. Like that is who you are. You know that place with shirts that say stuff like, my kids think I'm a bitch, but I'm laughing because it's hereditary." That's all you, baby. That's all.
Oh, I love shirts like that.
That is so. So let me start with explaining this place because it is enormous. It's one of the biggest flea markets in the Midwest, indoor and outdoor. And it's a combination of every sort of, because so it's individual booths run by individual people.
When you go from indoor to outdoor, do you have to swim like under a wall through ranch? Is it like a Fear Factor situation?
No, you have to walk through the most cigarette smoke you've ever walked through. I forgot that people smoke cigarettes until I tried to exit Trader World's flea market. And there are guys out there like, it's like they, you know when you get married and everybody throws rice as you come through? That's what leaving Trader World's is, except with like, you know, Pall Malls and Marlboro Reds. Yeah. Just people ashing on your shoulders.
Do they take Marlboro Miles at Trader World flea market?
They take, it feels like a place where they take anything. That's what it feels like.
Sure. Here's my impersonation of a guy coming up from Kentucky to go. His wife is like, do you want to go to Trader World flea market? He's like, as long as Trader's spelled with a D, goddammit. If it's spelled with a T, I ain't doing it. You know we go from January 5th to January 7th on our calendar. God damn you, lady.
Oh my gosh. We got a gift dropped in our lap last night.
Okay.
So you remember when January 6th happened and then all the like...
Nope.
The pictures started leaking of people that were there and people were outing people on the internet. And then there'd be these like the big collages of photos and you're like, well, it's time to go through and see which of these guys look like my white friends and post it on the internet in a side-by-side.
It was definitely Snitchfest USA, yeah.
There's a guy who's testifying tomorrow, could not look more like my brother Greg. He looks so much like him. It's so funny. That's not the point. Back to Trader World with a D,
okay,
brother.
Yes.
Where we tried things. So it is, they have... Every iteration of little shop, you know, so they have the antique shops where stuff is way too overpriced. And then they have the antique shops where you're like, well, those aren't, I don't know if a rock you dug up and put a Bud Light sticker on is an antique. But that you're like, you look at this 7-Up bottle from 9 years ago in the way past. Like those sort of, and by the way, those are my antique shops. I love to learn what other people think is worth selling. That's my shit right there. That's where I'm going to get most of my things. Then there's a bunch of comic booky character, like, do you want to buy a bunch of Funko dolls and shit like that? There's a lot of those shops.
How many Wheaties boxes did you see?
So many Wheaties
approximately.
Boxes.
Approximately. Yeah.
So many Wheaties boxes. And then. They have a wide array of mall kiosks.
Okay.
You know when you're going through a mall and you're like, they have the kiosk with the shit that you should never buy for anyone because they get it at Christmas.
Right, it's like a hair straightener or keep your tennis shoes white, that kind of thing.
That sort of stuff. And then they have the ones like, hey, do you want a picture of Tupac driving a convertible with Elvis riding next to him and Marilyn Monroe and JFK in the back? Like they have... Those art shops. I've always loved that. Like, I love when we, because they're famous, when we group dead people together, like they're up in heaven hanging out together.
Right.
You're like, I know Kurt Cobain and Michael Jackson are both dead, but I don't know if your t-shirt of them wearing angels' wings together is accurate.
Well, I see JFK and Tupac getting along because they both got shot. And then, you know, Marilyn Monroe and Elvis OD'd. So they're probably like, what are you getting into? Well, let's go see how these fellas died.
I can't have you rationalize this art.
Oh, yeah. Just kidding. It sucks.
And then, you know, here's the thing. If you are a big weed merch guy, like if you want stuff with weed, like do you want a shirt with weed leaves on it or a flag with weed leaves on it? So if you like weed merch or gun merch, like Trader Joe's, they had this shirt.
It's not Trader Joe's. It's Trader World Flea Market.
Well, you've screwed me up. So they had this shirt, and it's got three boxes on it. And on top of the box, it says, choose wisely. And then in each of the box, it has a picture. And it's a play on rock, paper, scissors, but it says Glock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
And so it's a gun, and the paper is like a stop, a hand up, and then the scissors, of course, is a peace sign. And Do you know how many hell yeah brothers I ripped at Trader's World Flea Market?
Sure. I'm just going to tell you something, though. If you pick Glock and I pick scissors, you better also pick fucking night vision goggles, because that's when I'm coming for you. Back of the neck. Stab, stab.
Can I give you my three favorite moments of my experience at Trader World? Well, by the way, let's talk about this for a second. I don't know what the fuck happened in Cincinnati 200 years ago, but Trader World is safari themed. It's got like you pull in and there's like big statues of giraffes and other shit. It's like safari themed as you enter. And if you're a longtime listener to this show, you know that Cincinnati also has one of the biggest grocery stores in the world called Jungle Jim's, and it is also safari themed. So I don't know if whoever, you know, birthed Cincinnati would gather people around in the town square and be like, let me tell y'all about the most unique experience in the most magical place I'd ever been to. It's called a safari. And that just, you know, emanated through generations. And so now if you achieve mass success where you have the biggest thing in town, it's got to be safari themed.
I wonder if you reach a certain amount of success, they just drop off a truckload of safari shit. They're like, you did it. You're now at safari level. It's perfect.
Yeah, so the big safari lobby has their hooks in the giant building world here in Cincinnati. Right. And by the way, I went on the website and I read about the family that owns Trader's World Flea Market. And it was like the husband was like an inventor. And they just casually threw in there that he holds the Guinness Book of World Record for the biggest lawnmower. Dude, I didn't find a picture, but he said it could mow an acre of lawn in a minute.
Oh, wow. Did he fly a helicopter upside down?
I don't even comprehend it at all.
Yeah, no kidding.
So now we've set the stage for... Oh, the other thing. There is so much celebration of curse word culture at these places. And I curse a lot, but, you know, there is so much, like, signs and T-shirts that, like, say, fuck off, I'm who I am, you know, that sort of stuff. There's so much middle finger and F-word art.
Sure, and if you go just down the road to Hobby Lobby, it's the same stuff, just said kinder. Like, don't even think about talking to me before I've had my coffee.
Yeah.
Which is the same thing as fuck you, I am who I am. It's the exact same thing, just for different people.
Absolutely. So, here are my three favorite moments of the experience.
Okay.
So here's how the inside is laid out. It's laid out like a freeway system. So there's one long freeway, and then there's a bunch of freeways that cross it. And they're all hallways, okay?
Okay.
There's shops on each side. There's about 8 to 10 feet in between the shop entries. And you walk down these long hallways with shops on either side, okay?
Are there movable sidewalks? Can you hop on a conveyor belt?
No. I don't think anyone would know.
You have to walk through.
You have to walk. Okay. You have to walk.
Okay.
Or, as I saw on Saturday, take your scooter. That's really tough for other people to get around.
Yeah. Yep.
So.
That sounds great.
We are walking down the main highway about to turn into one of the hallways, right? Okay. And all of a sudden, I hear, and we're about to take a right, and I hear somebody go, yo, check it. Yo, check it. And I'm like, that's the direction I'm going. Jenna, we are taking a left. I'm heading towards whatever the yo, check it is.
I only have a couple rules in my life, but one of them is if somebody requests me to check it, I absolutely check it.
I'm going to check it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not one of these insane people who's going to not check it.
We're going to leave it unchecked? Please.
So I get over... And I am so pleased to have checked it, because standing in front of this shop that I could only describe as a Tupac and Biggie memorabilia emporium.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, do you want a pair of Air Force Ones with Tupac's face spray painted on them? This is your place. Yo, check it. Check it.
Yes, I actually do want that.
So... Out, like right out in front of the store, Because there are some people who, they, if you walk by, they go, hey, how you doing? They're trying to bring you in. There's a little gamesmanship, you know?
Of course.
And so it's two guys that honestly had to have been right about our age. Between late 30s and what are you, early 60s? Somewhere.
Yep.
In that
in between
range.
There.
So they're
so father age?
Yeah, they're father age. And so
yeah, I'm sure.
And they are Malibu's most wanted white guys. They are geared up from the floor up and they're bobbing. They're like bobbing and I'm like, I know a white freestyle. I know what it looks like when a white freestyle is coming and one of these dudes launches. And this is exactly what he goes. He goes, yo, it's Sunday afternoon and it couldn't come too soon. Grab your quarters and your dollars and listen to these tunes. And I'm like, yes, more. Keep going. Uh-huh. This is the greatest thing. And by the way, I'm the only person that has stopped to pay attention to this.
And by the way, number two, no way that's freestyle. This happens every fucking Sunday.
Well, I'll tell you why I thought it was freestyle. Because his next line was come and shop at a shop. You ain't gonna wanna stop. He rhymed shop. Even though they're different shops, he did rhyme shop with shop. Come and shop at our shop. And I can't decide if that's bad or good because they're different shops. Is that bad or
I still don't like it. If you're going to use both, you have to space it out and put stop in the middle.
I am moments away from going, hit it. Like I'm about to. Like,
right. You don't even know you're bobbing with them. Yeah. You have no clue until Jenna's like, you want to calm down, please?
And so then I turn to the right. And in my mind, I'm like, this is the greatest thing I've ever. I love this so much. It can't. Mm-hmm. This can't get better. Come and shop at my shop. I ain't going to want to stop. And so I turn my head and the store right across them, sitting in the store in two lawn chairs, are two had to have been mid-70s farm people that run that shop. And mm-hmm. the look on their face is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my entire fucking life. Are you kidding me? I'll pay a $50 cover charge any day of the week to watch farm people have to listen to white rappers. Holy fucking shit. It was...
Yeah.
I can't even describe... Yeah. The way it looked like their soul was leaving their faces. Oh, God, I loved it so much.
This is my impersonation of those two farmers when their grandkids go, why are you outside watching the tornado, Grandpa? And he's just like, didn't I tell you about who moved in across from us at the Flea World Trader Trap?
Peepaw. Peepaw, why are you standing so close to the tornado, Peepaw? Didn't I tell you I watched a young man rhyme shop with shop, and I'm meant for the hereafter.
Hey, Grandpa, how come you're scratching the back of your neck with that shotgun?
Well, I'll tell you. I was sitting in my chair. I hate this music, and I started bobbing. Goddammit!
They were trying to. It was really funny. You could hear in their store they had their music turned up as loud as it could go, but it wasn't quite working. And we had all our garage sale cash with us, you know. And so I have like a 20, a 5, and so many ones. And I think I made the exact right call. I took a 20 and I handed it to the dude that wasn't rapping. And I went, y'all the best part of this. Y'all the best part of this. And and they were so into that. And then I just walked around saying the word trust to Jenna for like 45 minutes.
Oh, man. Trust. You know what?
Trust.
I don't even believe in heaven except for the fact that I want there to be one because she should get to go there.
She just shows up. Elvis and Tupac let her get in the back of the convertible and they ride off to see Kurt Cobain.
They're like, did you get shot? And she's like, worse. Let's go watch the film in the movie shop. I had to listen to my fucking husband say trust for 45 minutes after I raked the yard and we went to flea flop Trader True.
Dude, there's no way that I'm not taking at least, like, I will revisit Trader World on a semi-regular schedule to keep dropping these guys cash. I can't think of anything.
You have to
funnier.
Keep them in business.
I can't think of anything funnier.
I know that when you'll go there for sure will be sometime in September when I come see you.
Absolutely.
Because I'm going there, and don't think for one second I'm not going right to Shop in the Shop, because I'm about to drop a flop.
Oh, if I could get a CD White versus Shop Shop rap battle. That's what that guy's name needs to be, Shop Shop. I love that. I like, yo, I've been watching y'all for like, I've been coming here for I've been watching y'all for a minute. So I brought my boy CD White up here. He about to spit some balls at you. Let's go back and forth. Come on, son.
If you think I'm not dropping Mouse War in there, you're absolutely crazy.
The second thing that was notable is we walked through the food court, which wasn't an awesome decision. And we walked by this little white trash gaggle. And it was this really angry, really skinny woman. She looked like the meanest olive oil of all time from Popeye.
Yeah. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
And so she had two little boys, and they were twins. I would guess probably 4 or 5, something like that.
Okay.
And they both have on jean shorts, and they both have on sleeveless shirts. So they're matching. The shirts are different color, but they're technically matching. And they're identical twins.
Sure.
And they're like messing with each other, like shoving each other. And you hear it from a ways away. You hear it from a ways away, then you get center with it, then you're walking away. You just hear it keep going, Jace, leave him. Damn it, Jace, leave him alone. Trant, stop. And I know everybody's like, you don't need to call him white trash. You don't know these people. Well, I don't think there's a lot of architects out there naming their kids Jace and Trent.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think Jace and Trent have a chance. I think Jace and Trent are going to take over the Shoppy Shop. I think that's probably their best bet.
The only chance they have is their dog named Chance. No, they might overcome, brother. You never know. I would have loved to have the rappers there hyping them up. So the point is, we're getting lost in me describing this family in a way that somebody is going to tell me is me being an asshole. But here's the thing. You can be mad at me for calling a family white trash, but she was swearing at her children. Knock that shit off. Fucking A. Like, if you are saying fucking A and not, like, if you are cursing in front of your children, I do think you are no longer like a redneck or a hillbilly. You have landed in white trashville for me.
Yeah. And I'd also like to talk to the people that are maybe upset at you and think you're an asshole that, I don't know if you know this, but it took a very long time to domesticate pigs from wild hogs. Like the little pink cute piglets that you see, that took a long time to get them to that. And it takes 3 days for a domesticated pig that escapes through the pen and makes it back to the wild. It takes 3 days for them to start to grow tusks and coarse hair. And the reason I tell you this is, although Cy has made it out of white trash, he is 3 fucking days away from going back and eating a fucking fried Snickers bar at a state fair. So don't think for a second that he's being an asshole. I think that he gets to do that. I'm on your side here.
I think there's a reason Jenna was like, you shouldn't go back there for 2 more days in a row. Because I'd be outside the shop like, they call me Cy. I'm the new guy. Come inside and get our gears fly. Hit me. Like, I would become that guy really, really quick. Shop.
There's no question.
Shop, motherfucker. Shop.
I love how you say you would become that guy, and Jenna had to listen to you say trust for 45 minutes. You're there, homie. You are there.
The two kids got in a fucking fist fight.
Good.
I've never seen that in my life. Like, my brother Greg and I used to fight and, like, wrestle, but we never punched. These kids were going at each other like... like, I thought I should videotape it and send it into WorldStar or something. It was like they were hitting each other in the face so hard.
Did Trent win?
I don't know which one was which. I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
It was like they had a hold of each other's shirts. There were so many punches so fast, and Jenna was like, keep going. Keep, like, I've already spent too much time at the rap festival. She's not going to let me hang out at the toddler fight.
It's also funny that they're identical twins, so eventually they start punching themselves in the face just to make sure it's not the other one.
It was wild. Your nephew twins, they don't punch each other in the face, do they? Is that something some brothers do?
But my niece will grab them by the hair and go straight world star with a closed fist, but she uses the bottom of it and hit them on top of the head.
Whoa,
it's crazy.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That is.
I haven't seen it for 3 visits, but it gets intense very quickly.
The last thing of note was we walked into this shop and it is.
Did you shop?
Shoppy shop. It is outrageously crowded.
Okay.
It's supposed to be a thing where you can make a loop and come out, but one half of the loop is collapsed in with stuff. And this is American Pickers style junk, right?
Okay.
And sure. I start looking at stuff, and there's no price tag on anything. So I'm like, are we just in? Does somebody just live here? Is this just somebody? Did somebody move in here? And so, what it looks like is, and this is I don't know that this is accurate. This is just what I remember from history class 100 years ago. I think they used to bury pharaohs with their possessions, right?
Right, because they thought they could take them to heaven.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what it looks like. If hillbillies had pharaohs, this looks like one of their tombs. Just like, get it all in there, brother. And
by the way, hillbillies do have pharaohs, but they're called paharoas.
Pharaohs?
Paharoas. Yeah, paharoas.
So they, by the way, do I remember this correct? Did pharaohs also get buried with their servants?
Yes.
That's a rough draw, man. Like.
Yeah. So you, as a servant, you would do everything to keep the pharaoh alive, because you're like, hey, don't shut your eyes. You like juggling? They're just sitting there juggling. Like, what about this? Hey, I got your nose. Look at my thumb. My thumb's disconnected. Like all these tricks to try to get him to not die, because they're like, oh fuck, we are dead so soon after this.
So I've got good news and bad news.
Yeah. Okay. Tell
you
me.
Were pharaoh. I don't know any pharaoh names other than Tut. What's a good?
Sure.
Let's just use regular names. You were Pharaoh Richards.
Uh-huh.
You were his favorite servant. He is also deceased. He died a couple hours ago.
Bummer. Do I get his stuff, or how does that work? Since I was his favorite, do I get his stuff, and then I just move into his house, or what happens next, you know?
Well, it turns out the pharaoh is going to need somebody to feather his face and feed him grapes in heaven.
Oh, yeah. So I just need to find that person. You want me to find somebody?
So I'm in this hillbilly sarcophagus. I don't know what a sarcophagus is, but that word felt right. What's a sarcophagus?
It's sarcophagus.
Is sarcophagus a type of cancer?
I don't think so.
Is sarcophagus that Muppet with the really long nose? Snuffleupagus. That's Snuffleupagus.
Yeah. That's hey bird. A sarcophagus is where they. I know that Kanye West asks you to put a pussy in it.
Ah, bummer.
In the song Monster.
Okay, I've taken.
Now she's claiming that I bruised her esophagus.
Ugh.
Put the pussy in an sarcophagus.
That's tough.
That's the lyric.
That's a tough
that's
lyric.
A lyric.
That's a tough.
Yeah.
Lyric. So I'm in the hillbilly tomb, and I find a picture, it's like 4x6.
Okay.
It might have even been smaller than that. And it is a picture of Pete Rose giving the camera the middle finger.
I love it.
And I also love it. And my first thought is, I'm going to buy this for my buddy Shubes, because the thing I've learned about Shubes is he loves kitschy shit.
Okay.
He thinks it's really funny, and he's a huge Cincinnati Reds fan.
Right, yeah.
And he loves having kitschy shit. Like, when I was cleaning out our Christmas closet here, if I would find anything weird, like, hey, here's a Amish teddy bear, he'd be like, I think I should put that in my house. Do you think that should go in my house? Like, he just...
I love it.
Anything that he deems hilarious, he'll put in his house. So I was like, I'm going to buy this for Shubes. Yep. And then the guy comes in from outside, like he had an exit door out the back of the tomb. And he comes in, and he's biker 101. Long hair.
Okay.
Skull cap, the whole nine.
I did not see that coming.
And I am prepared to... I ask him how much it is, and I am prepared to pay the outrageous sum of $5 for this picture because there's no okay. prices on anything. So I'm ready for that. And I go, how much is this? And he goes, $100. And then I laughed really hard because I thought that was a funny bit. And I go, no, yep. man, how much for the Pete Rose picture? And he goes, $100. And I was like, did Pete Rose draw this fucking thing? What do you mean, $100? He goes, well, it's a very rare picture. And I was like, but, like, how rare? Did you take it? Did you take the picture? He goes, no, that was the picture that he took right before he went to jail. And I go, okay, but
sure.
what makes it $100? And he goes, well, if you took it and got it signed by Pete Rose, it'd be worth a lot of money.
Hey, if you need to pay me, because if you can track this motherfucker down, which, by the way, I don't know if you can see that. That's another Pete Rose middle finger, and it's signed. I could just print that shit for $0.
You want to charge me $100 for the potential of me doing work to get a guy? And I literally said that to him, and he goes, he does a lot of autograph shows. I was like, I just can't. And by the way, it's not even the like $5 was generous. The picture frame that it was in, I was like, is this also your toilet paper? It was the grossest looking thing in the world. And sure. so, you know, we didn't leave with much. I sent you some pictures of things that I either bought or considered buying, but we'll take a trip back there when you're here.
Oh, I can't wait. I am so excited for that shit. I went to a Pete Rose autograph thing in Las Vegas.
Okay.
And we were all sitting there. It was for fantasy football weekend. We all go out there, gamble, bet, blah, 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 on wild card weekend for football playoffs. And we're all sitting around Pete Rose about to take the picture. And I got a baseball signed for Isaac. And I'm holding it up. And then Pete Rose goes, oh, come on. And I look down and on his iPad, there's a horse race going on. And so I go, hey, Charlie Hustle, who you got money on? What horse you got money on? And he turns around and he looks at me and he goes, I don't gamble. And I'm like, all right, dude. And then during the guy goes, all right, everybody get a little closer. And then he hits the table and goes, fuck, as the horse race ends. And we were all laughing so hard. It's like, dude, you don't gamble? I don't work for Major League Baseball. I can't get you into the fucking Hall of Fame. You don't have to tell me you don't gamble. Clearly, you're gambling. It's so great.
That's such an incredible story.
Yeah, it was so funny. We all laughed and laughed. And then anytime we were in line to like put money on a football game or whatever, and one of the people from fantasy football would come up and go, hey, what game you like? You're like, I don't gamble. That was the big line for the rest of the weekend. It was so much fun.
I'm a big believer in you need to know there are websites that track it. You need to know who's coming to your area. Like there are so many like celebrity appearances that yeah. happen all over this country all the time that are right. so insignificant and amazing. And I'm such a huge believer in going to those any chance you get. I think, you have to go. You have to go to those things.
I have a David Sedaris Minneapolis Google alert on my phone. It's the only one. A lot of comedians will have their name as a Google alert so they can see if they're in articles or whatever. I just had David Sedaris Minneapolis. That's the only Google alert I have on my phone because I think he's such a great writer and he's so stinking funny.
Well, I mean, that's like a real good one to actually meet somebody. You know, I was saying like, hey,
oh, yeah.
The guy who played J.J. Sure. Walker is at the Barnes & Nobles on 5th Street this weekend signing stuff. And you're like, Fucking, let's go, man. Let's.
You know what he won't sign? Yeah, you do.
Dynamite.
Stop it. Stop it.
I would like to tell you about a story that I have.
Okay. You don't Olivia want to spend the rest of the show on Trader World Flea Market?
Actually, I do.
No, pass.
And I bet you as soon as I said I have a story, the listeners were like, what else happened at Flea House World or whatever?
Flea House World.
Yeah. Olivia and I were going to go out paddleboarding. Mm-hmm. We had 1 hour. So we started this adventure at 2 o'clock. We're supposed to be somewhere at 3, that is about 15 minutes away.
Okay.
So really we had 45 minutes. We went out paddleboarding. We live in a bay during the summer. So it's like there's a little bay that's protected from the wind. It's very nice. Unless a tornado comes, then the tornado wins. So we get to the edge of the bay, and then it's the rest of the lake. And across the lake is a big tower. And it's basically that state park that's across the way.
Okay.
And she goes, we should paddleboard all the way across the lake, jump in to where we can touch our feet down, jump back on the paddleboards, come back, say we did it. And I'm like, all right, I could do that. So we get to the middle of the lake, and in open water, a little bit of wind can cause some pretty decent waves.
Sure.
So we're kind of struggling. She goes, my arms are tired. I go, do you want to go back? Because we're not even fucking close to the other side yet. And I go, do you want to go back? She goes, no, I can do it. And in my head, I'm like, this is going to be bitch fest USA.
Yeah.
I mean, before we get to the other side. So we're going and I'm paddling because I want to fight through the waves and get over there. But she's lollygagging. And I go, flip your paddle around. You're not using the paddle right. And she goes, I know, but it hurts my arms when I use it right. It's like, well, you're never going to get there. I don't know what's going on. Because the wind is into us, but just a little. So we get about halfway across the lake, and the wind picks up even more. But it's into us, so I go, do you want to go back now? And she goes, nope. She goes, when we get over there, the wind will be with us, so it'll be fine. And I go, okay, no problem. We take forever to get to the other side of the lake. I mean, I'm sweating, which is not like that big of a deal, I guess, but so because I sweat a lot. But I'm sweating pretty profusely. I jump in. It feels great. I touch the bottom, get back on my board. Dude, as soon as we got back on our boards, the wind switched 180 degrees exactly. So it is now into us again.
No.
And this time, the waves by shore are as big as the waves were in the middle of the lake. So we get going. We're paddling. We get to the middle, and I'm on my knees on this paddleboard, and waves are hitting me above my shorts.
Ooh.
They're hitting me like in the fucking ribs. That's how big the waves are. Olivia's freaking out because she can't steer, and it's kind of funny because she's slapping her paddle on the water, and I'm like, are you trying to summon beavers to come help you, like to tow you to the cabin?
She's just so mad at the storm, she's spanking the lake.
Oh yeah, she was furious, and she started crying 3 separate times.
Great.
It was so funny. And so finally I tell her this story about this thing I had seen on the show 1883 about how this Native American guy was to Sam Elliott. He was like, hey, you know, white men always fight the elements of Earth, and that's why it's so hard for you to travel. But Native Americans travel like the wolf. And so we go with everything, and it's easier. We might not get to where we're going for longer, but it's easier, the journey. And so I'm telling her that, and I go, why don't we let the wind take us to shore, and then we'll just take the shoreline back. And she goes, you really think that I want to spend an extra mile paddling? She is screaming at me. And now I'm getting upset because I'm like, bitch, do not raise your voice to me. I'm trying to help you. So then I go, okay. So I start busting through the waves. And she goes, you're just going to leave me here? And I'm like, what do you want me to do? You told me you don't want to paddle another mile. So I'm cutting right through the waves and going home. And then I go, do you want to grab onto my board, like lay on yours and then grab onto the back of mine and I will paddle us? And she goes, no, because then I won't be able to say I did it. And I'm like, oh my God, You need to fucking pick a version of your life and stick with it. At one point, she goes, well, it sure would be nice if physics would just be fucking physics. So now she's throwing F-bombs out and she's yelling at physics for not working because she can't steer. I am laughing hysterically, which is not helping.
Sure.
It was so much fun. So finally, she goes, how long do you think it's been since we've been out here? And I go, well, if we see some people on our patio, they're probably not guests. They probably own the cabin because the bank foreclosed on it while we were out here. And then we just start making joke after joke. She goes, we can see the family next door. It's Glenn and Beth, and their little grandson is Theo. And she goes, that's probably the older guy's probably Theo now, and he has grandkids.
Sure, sure.
And just so now we're making all these fucking jokes. And it ended up being really, really fun. And so we're laughing now and everything's better and it's all great. But I have this itch in the back of my brain about these paddle boards and how long it took and all this stuff. And so yesterday I leave for a couple hours and I roll back in with a jet ski. I'm a jet ski guy now.
Hey.
Because I can't handle. I'm going to have her use the jet ski and I'm going to use the paddle board if it's windy because it was way too much. And I always hated jet skis because, do you know people that have jet skis?
Yeah, my folks ran a little resort growing up.
Yep.
And so the rules were no pets, no jets, no fireworks. So no fun, on the lake. But yeah, so when it stopped being a resort and we got older, I was like somebody who was, you know, really sexually repressed by their parents, but with jet skis. So I was like, give me the fucking jet skis. And so one of the first times I rode one, I was riding it. It was our friend Shane's. And I was like losing my mind. And then I came in and I was like, oh, I'm coming into shore a little too fast. And my brain said, hit the brakes, Si. Well, guess what jet skis don't have?
Brakes.
Ran right into a boat lift. So I love jet skis. I think they're so fun.
Yeah, they are very fun. But if you had to describe a person that generally owns a jet ski, how would you describe them, do you think?
Has those sunglasses that wrap all the way around and they, you know, they have the tint on them so they can see down into the water.
Yeah, and are normally found on the back of
their head.
Their head.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of times. Yeah. Yep.
Somebody they probably have, like in the winter, they have a nice heavy duty Fox racing coat that they wear on their snowmobile.
Yeah, there's a kind of person that rides
but
jet skis around here.
Rich people have jet skis too. Like, just really, like, you're like, hey, look at that investment banker and his family on jet skis.
Yeah, well, I'm not that. I think I'm the one, because a lot of times you could yell, hey, Chad, to someone on a jet ski, and 70% of the time they'll turn around. They'd be like, yeah, that's me. So I think I'm more of the Chad version. But a lot of these jet skiers around here will, you know, they're young, they're 20-something males that will chase birds off the water with their jet skis, like those kind of guys that refer to themselves as, in their dating profile, they refer to themselves as a fingerologist.
Cool.
You know,
cool.
Like the bartenders that are like, I'm a mixologist. It's like, why don't you tend the bar, you fucking bartender? You're not stop. Just please stop. You're not a fingerologist, Chad. Please. So I want to make sure my kids don't end up like that. So yesterday, Olivia and I are driving this thing around, and she goes, woo, let's go. And I'm like, nope, wrap that shit up. You lock it up right now. There will be no screaming on these fucking things. There will be no chasing birds down. There's no jumping wakes right after a boat comes by. I was being a real bitch, real fun ruiner.
When I was younger, my dad was pulling me skiing.
When he was a young warthog.
And a jet skier caught right off the back of our wake, just a few feet behind me. And my dad, when put in an adversarial situation, isn't a let it go guy.
Huh, I don't know anyone like that, so tell me how that worked out.
So because he thought somebody put his son in danger, whipped the boat around and chased the jet skier while still pulling his son, cornered the jet skier and yelled at him. Well, I don't know if you like, you know, when somebody goes skiing, they let off and they like, they slide, you know, you let go and you like slide into shore. But if the boat just stops, you just like try to keep your balance while you slowly sink into the water.
Sure.
So dad stops the boat and I'm just slowly sinking into the water while my dad is dressing down a grown man on a jet ski.
Oh, I love it. Similar situation. I was on our pontoon and this jet ski kept coming right behind us to hit our wake. Just same exact thing. And I knew that he wasn't on the lake. He didn't live on the lake because people on the lake actually know about jet skis and know to be careful and all that stuff. So I knew he was at a resort and was renting the jet ski. So at one point, he comes at us again and I threw the boat into neutral and then into reverse as he was coming. And so he had to ditch and he wiped out. And so I'm yelling at him. He swims over, takes off, right? I mean, I went full Maverick. Sure. I'm going to hit the brakes. They'll fly right by. And so then I know where he goes right to the resort, which is the dumbest thing you can do.
Yeah. Now we know where you're at.
Yeah. So I follow him to the resort, drop my sea legs for the pontoon, hop on the dock. This kid like is walking so quickly up to his cabin. And I go, whose son is this? And everyone's looking at me and I go, whose son is this? And this lady came out and she goes, hi. And I go, raise your fucking family. And then I just turned around and got back in the, and of course, Olivia, I think Olivia is swimming back to the cabin at that point, but she is just ducked down way behind one of the seats. She gets so embarrassed anytime anything like that happens.
I love the idea that you did that, but somebody on a fishing boat saw you do that and saw your daughter be embarrassed. So they followed you back to your house, parked their fishing boat, and yelled the same thing at you.
That would have been perfect karma, because I do deserve that shit sometimes, for sure.
You got to keep them in check, though. I've mentioned this before. I saw my nephew recently wearing 2 chain necklaces. And every once in a while, you got a lot going on for you, man. But your uncles are going to raise their hand at 2 chain necklaces.
Yeah. What do you... Shopping and shopping till you just don't stopping?
yo, check it. Check it, check it. I got 1 necklace, 2 necklace, 3 necklace, 4.
Hey, if you guys like this, there will be a new episode next Monday and every single Monday at 8 a.m. So click the subscribe button so your phone sends it to you without having to do any work.